Gary Phillipson. Soap correspondent.
You've got me fat fingers on again today.
You haven't got fat fingers at all. There's an out on you. You're like a jockey's whip woman.
Right, Coronation Street. It's double Cori Norrie, of course, on a Monday night. Well, Red and Black was kind of in between the two, wasn't it?
There was only the one last night.
Was there?
There was only the one last night because Red and Black had three segments, which I was disappointed about.
Because you don't like Red and Black.
I don't like Red and Black. And I ended up... But anyway, started off Emmerdale. Farm still in there.
Right.
Wow.
But the shop looks like it's going bust.
Oh, no. No,
you know, last week I said there was a shop. One week for the shop. Anyway, in EastEnders, boring as sin still. Very miserable. Les miserables, as they would say in France. But in Cori, it's all happening. Because we've been away, so I only got a snapshot of it last night. You know the lass who owns the knicker factory who was in Footballer's Wives?
Carla.
Yeah. Well, she was driving a car whilst having a couple of drinks, and her fella, who
Frank.
Owns the knicker, that's it, he was in the passenger seat, he lifted her up the driver's seat, put her on the floor, he said he was driving the car, the police come round, breathalysed him, said everything was all right. But what happened, you know Cindy Beale?
Stella.
Well, she got run over.
Did she?
She got run over, so she's like on the floor and everything. So I go to see the police come. Then what do you call her that's going out with the bloke who lives with the bookie? That's the bookie.
Leanne.
Like, she come run out because apparently that's Cindy Beale's daughter now.
That's right.
And I don't know how that happened. But anyway, she come out. Then her proper daughter come out and said, "You're not her daughter, I'm her daughter. She left you, she chose me, you're not there." So they ran around, had a fight. Hell on. Hell on. So, you know, with the little stubby teeth who's in prison.
Fizz.
Yes, well, she's sackless, isn't she? Well, the worm has turned because she was getting braid in prison and she's turned round and become the Bray. And she got out the lass and said, "You do not turn my room over again because I love you because I've got big ginger and stubby teeth." So, hell on in there. So watch that one because that's about to turn. She's about to become the big mama in prison. Him out of Red Dwarf.
Lloyd.
Well, I tell you, he's took in his lass's ex-husband because he's got some illness. Now, he keeps forgetting things through his illness.
Chris.
And him out of Red Dwarf keeps taking the blame. Now, he's sick of this because her that's going out with him out of Red Dwarf's ex-husband
Cheryl, yeah.
keeps getting cuddles off his wife, and his girlfriend keeps coming in and telling him off out of Red Dwarf. He's had enough.
It's real radio.